100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon with the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge, number 918, is where I post a bunch of topics and you come up with the stories and then gather them up, and we do this over and over and over and over. I'm impressed that so many people have stuck with it for so long. It's up to you to keep going. I know I keep going. It's all right. And if I stop, well, if y'all want to pick up the baton and run with it elsewhere, that's okay. Life goes on. Anyway, the weekly challenge this week is a pick two: brand awareness, lot, random, envision, dozen, and secretary. Let's see what people came up with, putting those words in their minds and shuffling them about. I know I'm going to enjoy it. How about you?
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called November the 23rd. Christmas had crept into the incident room a week ago with random cards on filing cabinets and some very incongruous tinsel. I'm only there today as a picture on the wall. So the police now know who's doing this. Except they don't. Only I do, and I'm locked in a basement with a dozen faces that are all more familiar than I'd like them to be. I've told the girls I'm police. I try being upbeat. A lot have been here for months. I try not to think of the faces on that board that aren't down here with us. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Good morning, it's Richard, and for my pick two, I've chosen Lots and Random, and this is the story. I'd never been to an auction before, but I was having fun. I placed a few practice bids on random items, just to get a feel for things in readiness for the lot I'd had my eye on right from the start. Just a suitcase. One of a number of lost luggage lots, and despite the stories of people finding all sorts of expensive surprises in them, I'd a sneaky suspicion the auction house went through them beforehand. I just wanted the suitcase. Perfect for my next holiday. I won! The suitcase and the 20 kilos of cocaine it contained. Job done. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The secretary was rushing back and forth, folders everywhere. She was so upset that a pile of papers started to spin around all the way to the ceiling. What's happening? She threw her hands in the air. Brand awareness report. I have 10 minutes. 10 minutes? He offered to help, but at that point, everything was beyond any help. I quit. There. And she stormed out of the office, a trail of paperwork swirling behind her. He just stood in the corridor, wondering how she had managed to get the papers to do that, a shiver going down his spine. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 918, It's a Pick 2 Challenge. Almost done with NaNoWriMo. I've got 46,000 something words, so it looks like I'm going to get it done. Anyway, here's my story. A dozen teenagers gathered in the empty lot across the street from where Bilbert sat on the curb. Vimilda shoved some bread into his mouth and said, "Swallow quick." Those people over there aren't some random crowd of onlookers. When Bilbert's vision cleared, he saw the burly crowd of yellow-toothed black knights and jumped to his feet. Bomilda looked at Mr. Withybottom.
Well, cuz, should we take the kids to your place or mine?
Linoleum and his father looked aghast. Why do we have to take them anywhere? Bomilda shook her head sadly.
Climb in, kids,
and motioned them to the car. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
As an apprentice, I'd had it drummed into me. Brand awareness. Nail that, and everything else falls into place. Your clients should be able to make that instant association. Must be able to envision what the future will look like. How it will feel. How you will change their lives. It all comes down to brand awareness. It's something I've never forgotten. And I've always striven to put it first and foremost into every interaction with every client. Like right now. It's red hot, I say to them, turning the brand in the flames. This is really going to hurt.
Hello, night people. Tom here. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving now that you've entered the purchasing season. And my story this evening is called Small Pleasures. Jimmy's dad was a working class man, a time where the color of your shirt outlined the vocation that selected you. Despite limited funds in their home, Jimmy's dad would faithfully every Saturday morning wake him up for a trip to the bakery. It was Jimmy's job to choose a random dozen donuts for the breakfast. He knew his mother's favorite, each sister's. His younger brother would eat anything within 14 inches of his mouth. Choosing for Dad was always a challenge. He didn't have a sweet tooth like the rest of the family. So Jimmy chose stuffed with olives. And that's it for this week. Merry Christmas. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I won't be going to the local donut shop anymore. All the register girl has to do is put on a plastic disposable glove, pick out donuts, put them in bags or boxes, and push a few buttons on the register. It's not like she has to make change. The credit card reader does all that. And yet, the last screen on the credit card reader asks how much I want to tip them. I press no tip, grab the bags, and head to the car. It's not like they can spit on my food, because I saw it all.
And that's it for today's 100-word story. You can check out more in the archives. One a day and... Wait, no, it wasn't just one. This is a weekly challenge. I'm back and doing the same crap over and over again in my mind. Ah! At least this isn't AI-generated. I mean, then, no one would understand it. as opposed to so very few. The website is at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. We had some great stories this week. I'm looking forward to great stories next week on the topic of contact lens. Can you believe that it's December right around the corner? Well, the corner is here. We are the corner. Yay! Anyway, once again, thank you for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.